listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Friday as we head into the weekend. Good show for you. We're going to talk about Daisy being on Nick Viall's podcast, the things that she said, the quotes that she gave. Thought she said a lot of interesting things. Not stuff that we were too shocked about, but definitely want to touch on some of the things that she said. More on Jen's season, not in terms of what's being filmed, but once again, I'm getting more negative stories about her men that are still there. Talk about that briefly. We're going to talk about American Idol going down to their final or their top 24 on Monday. And I've got some thoughts on that, and also maybe end this with a little more Vanderpump talk as well. And we'll get to all that momentarily. Before we get started, I just want to talk about something that happened to me last night that I cannot remember the last time this happened. And, you know, I mean, to where it went on for a significant amount of time. And that was, I had the hiccups last night, and they went on for 45 minutes. And honestly, I can't remember the last time I had hiccups that lasted more than a couple minutes. It was the weirdest thing. I didn't eat any sort of food. I don't even know what causes hiccups. Is there something that causes hiccups? I know everyone's got their remedy for ending hiccups. Scare yourself, hold your breath, drink water. None of that shit works. I tried all of that. Well, I didn't scare myself. That's stupid. But I could not do anything. I did all the things that you're supposedly supposed to do that's going to end hiccups. And it went on for 45 minutes, and I have no idea what the hell was going on. And yeah, I can't remember the last time I had hiccups for more than, you know, a couple minutes. It went on for 45 minutes. I'm like, what? You know what? I need to Google this. Because honestly, is there an answer to what even causes it? I know there's nothing that can guarantee stopping it, but I don't know what causes hiccups. So this article that I just pulled up, says the diaphragm marks the boundary between your chest and abdomen and also regulates breathing. When your diaphragm contracts, your lungs take in oxygen. When your diaphragm relaxes, your lungs release carbon dioxide. The diaphragm contracting out of rhythm is what causes hiccups. So what the hell was going on with my diaphragm last night? Each spasm of the diaphragm makes the larynx... Larynx? It's larynx, right? I haven't said that word in probably 35 or 40 years. It makes the larynx, voice box, and vocal cords close suddenly. This results in a sudden rush of air into the lungs. Your body reacts with a gasp or chirp, creating the sound characteristics of hiccups. All right. I don't... Okay, so my diaphragm was contracting out of rhythm. Do we know what makes the diaphragm contract out of rhythm? That's kind of the answer I was looking for, but I guess I'm not going to get it. This says the most common triggers for hiccups that last less than 48 hours include drinking carbonated beverages. I didn't do that. Drinking too much alcohol. I didn't do that. Eating too much. I didn't do that. Being excited or under emotional stress. Not the case. Experiencing sudden temperature changes? I don't think that was it. Swallowing air, such as when chewing gum or smoking. Doing neither of those. So basically, I came up with no answer. Great, Steve. Thanks for wasting 4 minutes of our time. All right, let's move on to Daisy. She went on Nick Viall's podcast yesterday. I don't know when they recorded it. It was probably before she left. Maybe she talked about it during the podcast. Was it before she left for her trip to Mexico with her family? Or was it after? I guess it really doesn't matter. The main thing was, not that we didn't know this, but she was offered the role of the Bachelorette, and she turned it down 2 weeks ago. And one of the main reasons was she said she knew from a health point it would be a lot, and she feared hurting people through the process. She said her health is like an aspect of it, and like I knew as the lead, it's a lot on you, not only emotionally, but also physically too. she explained, referring to her recent cochlear implant and her Lyme disease diagnosis. She said she talked to a lot of past leads when it was in talks with me, and I just knew from a health point it would be a lot. She admitted that not getting enough sleep was a concern for her and also having hurting other people through the process. So this is something when I had no idea. I mean, even in the even in the 3 months that I thought Daisy won, when I was talking about her, and I guess I only started talking about it, obviously, after I found out she didn't win. And I said, well, look, she's going to have the storyline. We know this. So, but the one thing I kept saying over and over was, I don't know if this is something she wants to do. And I always went back to that first night where she was in the mansion, and she even said this on Nick's podcast as well, where she talked about being overwhelmed that first night at the mansion, and she actually was asking to leave. She didn't want to be there. She didn't want to be on the show because it was really hard for her. And I remember her having that conversation with two women, and then they cut to an ITM of her where she's basically saying, it was really hard for me to understand them. And it was literally two women who were, I don't know, a foot from her face. So I always kept saying, after I found out she didn't win, like, hey, certainly she's got the storyline. America's behind her. She's gaining all these followers. She fits the role of the next Bachelorette. But I always said, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want it. Maybe it is too intimidating for her because we saw what happened on that first night. And maybe it's not the intimidating factor, but, you know, the health factor, I think, plays a role in the intimidation of, man, if I do this, look at all this stuff that I'm going to be burdened with, hurting people's feelings, not getting a lot of sleep, might not be good health-wise for me. So while a lot of people think that she really blew an opportunity here, I mean, it's her decision. It's not ours. Who are we to say, you're an idiot for doing this? It's her decision. I don't think it'll be available to her next year. I mean, technically, yes. Anytime they're naming a new bachelorette or a new bachelor, everybody that's not in a relationship technically is currently up for the role. Obviously, there are ones that are more serious than the others. Usually it's someone fresh off a season. And I know that Daisy is riding high right now. She's got, what, 700,000-800,000 followers. But you also got to remember, come next March, when they're naming their next bachelorette, we'll have had a whole new group of women for the next bachelor season that we don't even know about yet. So everyone can say, like, well, they can just go to her next year if she says that she's ready. Kind of like Susie. I think everybody thought Susie was a real shot at it. And then they said to her no a year later after her and Clayton had broken up. It was down to her and Charity, and they went with Charity. So I know a lot of people probably say if Daisy says next year she'd be available to do it, why wouldn't they? It's just like, well, we can't say that now because there's a group of women, three of whom are going to be in the top four of the next Bachelor season. He's clearly going to choose somebody. So three of the women in the top four, and now that we know that Jen finished fifth, maybe someone who finishes fifth is still possibly in the running for next season. To say that, oh, if she wants to do it, they'll totally give it to her, you know, I don't think that's the case. And I'm not saying we're never going to see Daisy on this franchise again. Maybe she'll convince herself to go down to Paradise. I don't know. But I'm just saying, knowing the way this show goes, I remember specifically during Bachelor in Paradise, the year that Natasha was on it and was getting screwed over by Brendan, everybody and their mother was convinced, oh my gosh, perfect for Natasha to be the Bachelorette. Oh my God, there's no way they're not going to choose her to be the Bachelorette. I'm like, you guys, you're watching this in August and September. They don't name the Bachelorette until March. Natasha will be long forgotten by then. I don't know if Natasha even ever interviewed for the Bachelorette. The point being is, you can't be a prisoner of the moment. Yes, right now, Daisy would have been the Bachelorette if she thought she could do it and it was something that she wanted to do. She would have been the Bachelorette. But she said no. So we have to accept that. And I just don't know if this means we are going to see her in the future. Because just because they wanted her in March of 2024 doesn't mean they're going to want her in March of 2025 or even in future years. We just don't know. it's not out the window. She's clearly somebody that is a favorite of theirs because they approached her and they wanted her to be the Bachelorette this season. So it wouldn't be far-fetched if they reached out to her in future years and would be like, hey, are you interested? Or, but I think we're just putting the, what, cart before the horse in this one because there's a whole slew of women coming up in the next Bachelor season that are going to be up for Bachelorette. They're going to be more topical. They'll be more on the minds of people. We'll have just come off a season of those women, and I'm assuming two or three or four of them are going to have a very compelling storyline as to why they could be the next Bachelorette. So while Daisy probably would have made a good Bachelorette, it's her decision. These are the reasons that she gave, and we all have to accept it. And it probably really is a good thing for her because I don't think she needs it. I think she can do what she wants to do and can continue with her nonprofit, write another book. She doesn't need The Bachelorette. Her star is already out there. Her follower count shot up the way it did because people are invested in her. She didn't need The Bachelorette as much as the show probably needed her as Bachelorette. And I think that's what we're all going to have to live with. But we're on to Jen. Jen's filming her season. She's a week in. And I don't really think there's anything to worry about with Daisy. I think she'll be fine. And we just all move on. Speaking of Jen's season, no new news to report in terms of what's going on in Australia. But there is a group date that is open to the public this Sunday. I don't know, obviously, what it is yet. But that this is one that they were advertising on the Bachelor Nation Instagram page. So the one on Tuesday was also one that they publicly were talking about that people could attend, which they did. And Sunday, same thing. So there's a good chance I'll probably hear something coming out of Sunday. I just don't know when. And the good thing is, I guess, that Australia is 16 hours ahead of where I am. So by the time it is Monday morning in Australia, it'll still be Sunday night, Sunday day here where I am. So there is a good possibility I might hear something on Sunday, which means it'll be in Monday's podcast if I hear anything. So keep it up for that. I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, unfortunately, the amount of negative stories I'm hearing about Jen's men, and look, like I said, there's negative stories where it's just like, okay, guy was seeing somebody before he left. And you're just like, okay, you know, but what do you want me to do with that? In the past, I've gotten something that I got again with one of these guys about he was a real jerk in high school. It's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. What if he's changed? Like, okay, I'm sorry he treated you that way in high school. The guy's in his mid-20s now. Like, it's been over 6 or 8 years since this happened. I'm not going to be the middleman and say, oh my gosh, this guy did this to a girl in high school. Unless it was a criminal activity or some sort of, you know, trigger warning, sexual assault, something like that, or where he went to jail. But that wouldn't have been the case because that would have been found out in a background report. And you could say, well, why don't they vet these guys better? I'm sorry, you're not going to find in a background search of somebody that they cheated on their girlfriend in high school. That, how would that ever come up? He's not going to write that down. And, you know, that's not going to show up in sort of, you know, like I said, some internet search or background search of him. When they do background searches, it's like, okay, you know, any finance troubles, any, you know, criminal activity, car, you know, how many tickets did he get, any DUIs, stuff like that. They're not going to be able to find out during an interview with him or any man or woman on this show what they did in high school or, hell, even college. You know, oh, you know, in the past, this isn't this season, but in the past I've gotten, oh my God, this guy was so drunk at a party. He was coming on to a bunch of women, and it's just like, okay. I mean, stupid college boys. Did he do anything illegal? Was he arrested? Was there criminal activity? Did an assault take place? So it's like, I don't know. And maybe it's just these people want to come and are upset that this person is going to be getting attention. It seems like it's based a lot in that, that they don't want this person getting attention and being on TV and now getting a possible good edit when they know who they really are. And it's like, okay, but it all comes down to every situation that I get told to me is different. I don't handle all of them exactly the same. And right now, with some of the men that I've heard this stuff, there are men that are still on the show. And I'm like, okay, but we need to see, let's see how it plays out. If it's a guy that goes home in episode 3, I'm sorry, it's not relevant what he did in high school or even what he did 2 months ago. It's just not. Because then it's just, okay, let's just bring this guy down. And then, you know, when it comes to the men of this season, it's usually a woman who's contacting me, but they don't want to put their name behind it because they know that he's going to know it came from them. It's like, okay, then, so you're using me to be the middleman and you're using me to take the bullets because you don't want the bullets thrown your way. It's like, sorry, I don't do that, you know. And I don't know if that means these people are going to go to the Instagram pages and tell them, and they're going to run with stuff without vetting it. I don't know. But just saying, this is where we're at right now. I've gotten quite a few about these guys, and none of it is positive. But it doesn't mean they're the worst human beings in the world either. And I'm not defending these guys. It's just like these people that come to me are putting me in a really weird position because I have to be the judge, jury, and executioner of how bad this is. And for me, now, the way I've changed the way my reporting is, if it's not a criminal activity or something that could literally get somebody thrown in jail and it's just a guy that's a douche and a guy that may have been hooking up with somebody a week ago and then never told them he was going on the show, it's like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, if that guy ends up winning, sure, but that's just not news anymore because most of these guys have somebody at home before they leave that they're either talking to or we're hooking up with. And it's just, hey, I'll do this for fun, but I'll probably come back to you because I'm probably not going to win. But if somebody does win, someone like an Eric Schwer, and everything comes out after the fact, that becomes relevant. Yeah. But right now, I'm not going to report this stuff. American Idol's top 24 happened on Monday. They narrowed it down to the final 24. I didn't see Juan Pablo's daughter anywhere in that. She didn't make the top 24, but I never even saw her get cut. But I also, like I said, on Sunday, I fell asleep for like 15, 20 minutes in the middle of the show. Maybe they showed her then. I watched all of Monday's show, and I never saw her even walk up and talk to the judges. So she must have been eliminated on Sunday's show. The top 24, as I was talking about last week, I was like, I'm so glad they changed Hollywood Week, where it was just like, hey, we got 156 of you here. We're going down to whatever it was, 63 or something like that. We're eliminating 80 of you, and then we're going from there. And then from that, we're going down to 24. And we're not doing this, hey, getting twosomes, getting duets, getting trios, you know, pick a song, choreograph a number to it, stay up all night and deal with that drama that they do every season. They just said, screw it. We're just flat out, you sing and we're voting you either through or we're cutting you. But they did not get rid of the Hawaii and they're going to Aulani again. And I don't know, obviously that was pre-taped. I don't know how many they're going down to. From 24, are they going down to 20 and then the live shows start? Are they going down to 16 and then the live shows start with 8 of each? You know, 8 men, 8 women? That, I guess, I don't know. But at least we know now they are going to Hawaii. And it sounds like, it just seems like the synergy with Disney and this Hawaii, considering they've been doing it for, I think, probably, what, 4 or 5 seasons in a row now? This looks like this isn't going anywhere. And there'll always be a Hawaii episode or two and where they narrow it down. So maybe they go from 24 down to 20. I'm not sure. But some really good singers in the top 24. I couldn't tell you any of their names right now because it's all very confusing. But some really good singers when I watched Monday and Tuesday, I was like, okay, yeah, I know why they made it. The one guy, the one person out of the top 24 who I know their name is because he stands out is the 15-year-old country boy, Tristan, right? That's his name. He's just got such a distinct voice, and he's a cowboy, always has a cowboy hat on, and plays the guitar. Like, he stands out more than anybody to me. Not saying he's the best singer, which he certainly isn't, but I think he's going to go far because I think he appeals to the voters of this show because he's got such a story and he's got a likability factor through the roof. So I think Tristan's going to do really well. There are other better singers, like I said, but I just don't know anybody by name just yet. All right, that'll be it for today's podcast. Thank you all for listening. Please rate, subscribe, and review if you can. Also, you got to hit play, though. Follow me on Apple Podcasts, but then you got to hit play because it doesn't count as a download anymore if it just goes into your feed every day. Hit play. If you miss an episode, go hit back and hit play on that as well. I'd really appreciate it. The Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now as I preview Final Four weekend in both the women's and the men's tournament. And the Oakland A's got themselves a new home for the next minimum 3 years. We'll talk about all that coming up in an hour or so. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you on Monday. See ya!